Our attitudes toward members of the armed forces have changed greatly over the years. The abuse we heaped upon returning soldiers in the Vietnam years has been replaced by praise and thanks for vets in our time. We still have some ground to cover in taking care of them once they're home. Witness the issues with the Federal Department of Veterans Affairs, the VA, and all of its troubles. Even if the VA were totally on top of its game, there still might be some veterans in need. And events like the coming North Coast Stand Down is set up to address those needs. North Coast Stand Down comes to the Humboldt County Fairgrounds Friday through Sunday, October 3rd through the 5th. Alan Dollison is the board vice president and one of the organizers of Stand Down and our guest on The Exchange. Alan, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you, Jeff. Thank you for having me.
With your own life experience, this rather comes from the heart for you, doesn't it?
Absolutely. I've served 25 years in the U.S. military. I'm currently a lieutenant colonel in the Army Reserve and served in both Afghanistan and Iraq. And so I know the need and the importance of taking care of our veterans. And I've been proud to be involved in this organization almost my entire time here on the North Coast.
And how did Stand Down get started? On the North Coast, anyway.
You know, Stand Down got started around 2005. That was the first year of the event, so this is going to be the 10th year of the event. By a group of veterans who felt that they had this need, and the Eureka Vet Center had just been put here in Humboldt County, and they saw that a nonprofit group putting on this event and basically calling it Veterans Helping Veterans, a hand up but not a handout. That was how it got started. And some of those people are no longer involved in it, so it's kind of evolved over the years. But it's basically a labor of love and the compassion towards veterans by the organizers that are involved in it.
For the non-military folks, what does the term stand down mean, and how is it being applied in these cases?
Stand down is a term that means a respite from battle. It basically can trace its way back to the times of the Civil War, where obviously the fighting was very ferocious and difficult. And so what that means is it's a respite from battle, helping the person recover from the horrors of war. That's where it comes from historically. What it means in the modern terms and what we do in terms of this event is that we provide much needed services and a connection back into the veterans community for those veterans who may have lost track of that or may not even realize what benefits they're entitled to. So what we do is we provide dental care. That's certainly one of our most popular events. And not just teeth cleaning, there actually are dental services. If people come on the Friday, they'll be evaluated, and then on Saturday they'll have the treatment that they're needed. We've been able to generally have four dentists out there. We have a mobile dental van. We also provide some basic medical screening. We have Reiki massage. That's very popular. And then we have clothing issues, food, entertainment, I mean, you name it. So it's basically to give thanks back to the veterans, but also to remind them that they should be proud of their service and get a chance to interact with other veterans. And I think a lot of the people that go really enjoy that aspect of it.
So are the people you're trying to reach generally people who have gone a bit off the grid in a sense? I mean, they're not necessarily seeking services, but perhaps even avoiding being around other people?
You know, I think that's a fair assessment, and obviously in terms of all of the services that we provide, those that are most in need are going to find the most benefit out of it. But we really want as many people there as possible, and it's possible that a veteran attending could be able to help another veteran or hasn't seen them in years and years. But certainly we want to help those that are in the greatest need. But the event really is for all veterans and their family members.
And what's been the trend in attendance at Stand Downs in the years? You mentioned this is number 10. So in the 9 years that it's been held, what has been the general trend of attendance?
You know, Friday we tend to focus our Friday on the homeless veteran issue. And in the years that I've been involved, we've set up the North Coast Veterans Resource Center here in Humboldt County, and that provides transitional living assistance. So it actually, last year, our homeless attendance was down a little bit because we've been able to satisfactorily impact the homeless veteran population here in the county. Generally, we're able to serve anywhere from 400 to up to 500 veterans, and we've had that in years past. This year, we've been extremely successful in fundraising. Our board president, Mona Daly, has just done an outstanding job there, and we've raised a lot of money, and that's given us more flexibility to provide resources and to purchase things that, that our veterans are going to need.
We're talking to Alan Dollison, who is the vice president of the board of North Coast Stand Down, which is coming to the Humboldt County Fairgrounds Friday through Sunday, October 3rd through 5th. If you have questions or comments about this stand down or any others and the services therein provided, join us at 800-838-3760 in Humboldt County and around the region. In the Rogue Valley, 541-552-6782 by email jx@jeffnet.org. So if the fundraising has been going great guns, then, Alan, what kinds of new services might you be able to provide at this year's North Coast Stand Down?
Well, one of the things is sleeping bags are expensive, so we went out and we purchased more sleeping bags this year. We are improving the food services. This Friday, we're going to be having a turkey dinner, the October the 3rd, so that's one issue. Basically, no expenses in terms of what we're providing. We purchased all new cots for those that want to stay throughout the event. So those are some of the issues that we're going to do, and we're even talking about vouchers for other types of services. One of the things we're most proud of is we provide pet services. It's one of the most dynamic aspects of the event. We actually had somebody from Sacramento who works for the Department of Military and Veterans Affairs, and he was just absolutely amazed at what we do for pet services. We get local veterinarians to come by, and we do basic veterinary services. But if a veteran's pet, which can be very, very, very important to him for many different reasons, needs additional help, we'll work with the veterinarians and we'll work with the veteran to ensure that the veteran's pet is taken care of.
When people do show up for Stand Down, are they often surprised at the kinds of services they are eligible for on a regular basis? I mean, are there many, for example, who are eligible for things that they have not even, never even really scratched the surface, never touched these services, never made any use of them?
Absolutely. It's probably one of the biggest success stories. Every year that happens. Some family member typically hears about it. Maybe we'll be listening to your broadcast this morning. We'll say, hey, you know, mom or dad, you know, you ought to go because you served. And then they might find out, you know, that they're entitled to counseling services, some sort of basic medical type services, and all kinds of different services. So absolutely, generally always one or two success stories a year by somebody that didn't realize what services they're entitled to. So we pride ourselves on reconnecting that person to the system that they so deserve.
And are you noticing more people who are accessing services or at least coming to Stand Down now because of the fact that you've got more and more vets coming in from Iraq and Afghanistan?
Absolutely. And we always want to focus on the younger veterans because I do think that there's going to be need. I'm a younger veteran myself, and so we really do encourage the younger veterans, the Iraq and Afghanistan veterans, you know, to come out and to enjoy the event. We're going to have, you know, employment. We're going to have an employment fair. We always have the State Employment Development Department and the Veterans Employment Coordinator for that department here in Humboldt County. They always come out to the event. But we also get local employers. There's a company out of Arcata that manufactures several components of the boats that the Navy SEALs use, and every year they come out. This year we've been working very hard in partnering with UPS, which is a very, very veterans-friendly company. And so we are going to have prospective employers out there, so those younger veterans which have a higher unemployment problem, we're very excited about them coming and hopefully maybe finding out about a job or other services that they're qualified for.
Is there, Alan, a fair amount of being overwhelmed for the people who show up? It sounds like with the number of services you have available, it would be easy to get a little lost here. So I wonder if you have volunteers who set up to act as navigators, essentially.
Absolutely. Yeah, we've been working very, very hard on getting as many volunteers. And as a matter of fact, one of the things we did, and we look at the event and change it every year, obviously, we realized that some of the signage inside the event, you know, to point to where the clothing is, to point where the pet services is, to point where the food is, and so on and so forth, were not adequate. And so this year we used our fundraising resources to make new professional signs. So we're going to have new signs throughout the event, but we also will have people. I'm going to be serving as the site coordinator, helping to coordinate and run the event, making sure that it runs smoothly. We anticipate we're going to have over 50 service providers. Charles Beauty College is again coming out there, and they will cut veterans' hair that might need it, and so there is a little bit of that overwhelming, but the services are there all day Friday and all day Saturday. There is no services on Sunday, but we will do a clothing issue and other type of gear issue to those veterans on Sunday. That way, so they don't have to carry it around with them when the event is ongoing.
Okay, so if you're trying to get the good services, I mean, make sure you're there Friday or Saturday, because it'll be a lot less on Sunday.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely.
All right. Now, you mentioned being the site coordinator as well as the vice president of the board for North Coast Stand Down. How many volunteers does it take to pull this all together?
We generally shoot for anywhere from 125 to 150 volunteers. When you consider how many people we're serving, that's a lot. But, you know, to cook three meals a day, you know, to make sure that the event is running smoothly, to have proper security at the event, to make sure that everybody will be protected. It is a love of labor by those people that are helping out. Many of them are veterans. Many of them are family members of veterans. We typically always have members of our board of supervisors help out and support the event. So about 125 volunteers are necessary, and we're doing excellent recruitment in that area, both getting new volunteers as well as people who come and volunteer every year, because it's a labor of love for them.
It does tend to be cast certainly as a way for a weary veteran to take it easy for a while and find out what services are available to them, catch up on things that need to be done, you know, dentistry, haircuts, medical, all that stuff. I wonder if some people just use it as a social event, a chance to just hang around with other veterans, people who have been through the things they've been through for a couple of days.
There's no doubt in my mind that a large percentage of the people that attend the event do so for just that reason, because maybe they don't really need that help. But they just enjoy, and I mean, I've literally seen it. People will reach across the table and go, I remember you, because they've been around, and there's other types of veterans events. So there is a social aspect of it. We're going to have local bands. Many of the members of the bands are veterans themselves. So we're going to have entertainment out there, and we're also going to have a movie night with popcorn. We got a projector and a large projection screen, and so we'll be showing movies for those that want to enjoy that aspect of it in the evening.
You know, I asked about the increase of Iraq and Afghanistan vets, but, you know, we're getting to the point now where anybody who served in Vietnam or in the Vietnam era is 60-plus. So are you seeing fewer of these people over time? Are you seeing more of them over time?
You know, I would say it's certainly steady. I think from the medical aspect, there's no doubt about it that the Vietnam veteran, that their needs for services are definitely increasing. And so we want to make sure, and that's one of the reasons why we'll have the VA out there doing their outreach and explaining what services. They recently expanded the VA clinic here in Humboldt County a few years ago. So we want to make sure that they're there. And I am concerned about Vietnam veterans. Another aspect of what I do, supporting veterans here, is we perform military funeral honors for an organization called the Mad River Veterans Honor Guard. And we're seeing more and more Vietnam veterans. And so they're dying at a younger age than World War II veterans. So we really need to make sure that they're connected and that they're getting the treatment and they're getting the care and they're getting the services that they need. So I certainly do encourage Vietnam veterans to come to our event.
Alan, where do you publicize the North Coast Stand Down? I know in previous years with other stand downs, I've seen signs out in the woods in places that were fairly remote, but where they thought they might actually catch the eyeballs of some veterans.
Absolutely. There is no place that we won't. We certainly post posters out at local establishments, local restaurants, government facilities, that sort of thing. This year, the nephew of Mona Daly, our board president, is going to be driving a truck around several days prior with one of those mobile-type billboards. It was an idea that we thought of, and he donated quite a bit of the materials for that. And so we're going to be doing that. We're certainly going to be on the television and other news outlets the days prior to the event. Obviously, we're on the web at northcoaststanddown.org, and we're going to have some other signs along the freeways just to get the word out to, you know, to the veterans. So REACH is constantly being worked and making sure that veterans, whatever far-flung place they're at, they'll hear about the Sandown and want to come.
All right, that's North Coast Stand Down, October 3rd through 5th, Friday through Sunday at the Humboldt County Fairgrounds. Alan Dollison is the Vice President of the Stand Down Board and a Lieutenant Colonel in the Army Reserve. Thanks so much for joining us today, Alan.
Thank you for having me, Jeff.
You bet. Take care.